And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
Thank you, Woody. Oh, man, this is always fun for me. Ron Rothstein, former head coach in the NBA, longtime assistant coach, one of the great defensive coordinators in the game of all time, and now an analyst on, I got to get used to saying this, Ron, FanDuel Sports Network. Good morning. How you doing?
It's a mouthful, isn't it?
Yeah. It's going to take a while to get used to old FanDuel there, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm looking forward to this thing, man. And before we get into all the basketball stuff, Pat Riley Court, you've known him as long or longer than anybody. 30 years, by the way, did it go by fast? And, of course, the dedication with his name on the court tonight's pretty cool. Tell me about Pat Riley a little bit, Ron.
Well, not a whole lot to tell that everybody doesn't really know. But he's a hell of a guy. Just, that's the bottom line. You know, good people.
Yeah.
And he's done remarkable things in his career. Probably stuff he never even dreamed of. Hoped for, but never even thought would happen. But it's been remarkable. It really has. It's the only one that comes close is Pop in San Antonio. It's the only one that comes close to what Pat has done here.
Yeah.
And I was, when I saw the video, I didn't know about it. When I saw the video, I got choked up. Very special.
Yeah. I'll tell you what he's done. When he was a player, he played with some of the greatest players in the game with the Lakers. His coaching with not only the Lakers but New York, and then what he's built here over the last 30 years. The part I didn't know about, I knew the coach was going to be pretty special. I didn't know the president, the guy that would set the tone every day for what this thing was going to be like. I didn't know he was going to be that good at that part of it. Did you have a pretty good feel for that?
Well, he was really the president while he was coaching.
Good point.
You know,
okay.
And that started. And look, Pat has always known what he wants to do. And he's stuck by his beliefs. He hasn't wavered. You know, there are times, of course, any human being is going to question what they're doing. But he set a course, and he trusted his own instincts. But I think also what's important is I think he also trusted the people closest to him and listened to them carefully to help make his decisions. But in the end, his decisions have been his. And, you know, it's hard to find the kind of loyalty that he has shown in the NBA forever. You just can't find it.
Yeah, well, it's
and when I say loyalty, a loyalty to his people, that who he feels have earned that loyalty.
Right. No, he's kept people in this organization. To your point, you know, we've talked
like
about
me.
It. Yeah. No, listen,
like
you're
me.
Right. No, you've been. Hey, Tony Fiorentino. You go through the list.
Right.
Eric, who's an original, right down to people that have worked in the front office and everything else. So you're right to that point. Hey, I do want to ask you, because I know Eric Reed's doing the one-on-one that he taped with Eric Reed with Pat Riley. What do you got going on in the background? You where are you? You need to get that. Go ahead, Coach.
No. it's a call from my wife. I don't know if she'll answer the phone. Sorry.
Okay, no, that's fine. All right, so Pat was pretty honest about, hey, we need 75 games. Find out. We got to get away from the injury bug, especially for Jimmy and Tyler. But we need our core four with Terry Rozier and Bam in there as well to play their best. And I believe in it. We're going to come back with these guys for another year. And I didn't make any changes because I believe we still can be really good. What are your thoughts with Pat's comments that he made about guys staying healthy and playing more games and having a chance in the East?
I agree totally, and I'll tell you why. If you go back and you look at the history of the game, you look at the history of the champions, you can't cheat the season. the season determines at the end. Of course, as long as you're healthy. But the habits you build and the togetherness you build over the course of the season are the things that will carry you through at crunch time. If you don't build that and that trust, you can't succeed. When I say succeed, I mean winning a championship.
Right.
Look, there's 30 franchises and only one can win, okay? But if you shortcut, you can't take shortcuts. It just doesn't work that way.
Guys need to play together too, right? I think getting chemistry and all knowing what guys are going to do, knowing your rotation from night to night, and knowing they can count on you to play is a big part of it. How about for Jaime Jaquez? Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Joe, just remember one word: trust.
Yeah,
that's the key thing. Okay, and what you build in that locker room, that feeling, it doesn't happen if you're not playing together.
Hey, Ron. You know one thing I don't know, and help me with Khalil Ware. Is he in the rotation to play right away? Their first round pick, their 7 foot center.
I don't think so.
Okay,
it doesn't look that way.
All right,
I don't really know to tell you. It doesn't look that way, and I think the plan is to bring him along slowly. Now that could change in a week, 2 weeks, three games. All right, but I don't think Spo is ready to put him out there in the rotation when we have Nico and you have Thomas Bryant, you have Kevin Love. I don't think there are a lot of minutes there. It's going to happen eventually, but it has to happen organically. You can't force it. If you force it, it almost never works.
Right. Especially for the way they play defensively and that word trust again that you talked about and all those things. Hey, Ron, I wanted to ask you about their style of play. We saw a lot of games in this preseason, 40-plus threes every night, dunks and D. Is that what we're looking at, threes, dunks, and D?
Well, that's going to be – I think that's been the emphasis, yes. And, it was based on a lot of numbers from last year.
Right.
And what it is you're basically trying to be more efficient and take the shots that are going to benefit you the most. Now, it's going to be interesting to see how it all develops because, like, we know certain teams want to play a certain way. So you go to take away the strength and force them into their so-called weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
Well, teams are going to try and do that to us. So we're going to see how we counter that, okay? And sometimes, in the course of a game, you're faced with an open shot from 15 feet. I know we don't want to take the mid-range, but the open mid-range shots, to me, will always be a good shot. But the contested, hard, tough mid-range shots.
Right, right. That makes sense.
Probably not. But if you're analytics will tell you that if you live in the mid-range, you're not necessarily going to be successful. But see, if you don't want to live anywhere, what you want to have is balance. I've always said this. Balance will help you win. If you're top-heavy, look, Boston is top-heavy from the three, and they won a championship. But they can really shoot the three. And also, they're good everywhere.
Yeah.
They're good defensively. It's not one thing that's going to help you win. It's a multitude of things. But, you lay out a game plan, you develop your offense to try and get the shots you want in the areas you want, and then you hope that works.
Hey Ron, NBA analytics is everywhere now. I understand sports science, all this stuff. How much do you think Spo depends on that compared to your gut and what you've seen compared to and using those numbers?
Spo, Pat, the organization, uses analytics as a tool. We don't live and die with it.
Okay.
There are teams in the league that live and die with analytics. There have been teams in the league who have had their analytics guy sitting behind the bench telling the coach when to substitute and who to put in. That has been going on, not everywhere, but certain teams. And I know that to be true. I know it's a fact. And those teams weren't doing that, have not been successful.
Yeah.
They may have had a winning record, and maybe they've maxed out what they can do. But they haven't won a championship.
Yeah. Hey, I want to ask you about one specific player, and we talked about this earlier in the show, and his upside, Jaime Jaquez, who had a really nice rookie year. What would be your expectations in year two for him?
I think he continue to grow. I mean, you know, you don't – well, most people don't go from 1 to 10 in 1 year, okay? Not that he was a 1, but – what I'm saying is that I think you'll see steady progress. He's a very confident young player. And he's strong. He gets the ball when he puts the ball on the floor. He creates situations not only for himself but for teammates. So, and I think it's going to be interesting to watch to see how teams defend him because he's very, very aggressive. If you watched any of the preseason, he was even more aggressive than what I saw last year. He gets that ball, and he's ready to attack. There's no hesitation. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I mean, he's going. It used to be when we would talk about certain players in a scouting report, you'd say to a guy, okay, when he catches, like Jaquez, when Jaquez catches it, you better be down in the stance and ready because he's going. He's not waiting. So it's going to be interesting to see how he's defended and how he adapts to that.
Yeah, I'm really curious. By the way, tonight should be a lot of fun between what you guys have going on at FanDuel Sports Network in the pregame. Halftime ceremony is going to be fantastic. I can't wait to see Eric Reed. I had talked to him a little bit last night. He said Pat Riley was unbelievable in his one-on-one. And you know, Pat kind of – he speaks from the heart on everything, man. He doesn't he's good for the media business, man. I'll tell you that. He is always really good. What are you looking forward to with this team the most? They were 10 games over 500 last year, Ron. What would be the one thing for you?
Well, I guess I'd like to see us win more, okay? Yeah. I mean, bottom line, I'd like to see us win more. I think we need to be better at home. It was really strange, you know.
Yeah, it was.
We had one of the best road records. We had one of the best road records in the league, and I think we were one game over 500.
Yeah, I was going to say just a little bit over 500 last year. You're right.
And you know, you can't do that. You know, you play 41 home games. Look, if you want to be a contender, a legitimate contender, you know, you need to win like 30 home games or close to it. You know. I think we won 22 last year or something like that, 23. We need to get closer to 30.
Right.
And, you know, and then maintain what we do on the road or some semblance of it. Look, if you're a 500 team on the road, you know, that's 21 wins.
Right.
You win 30 at home, that's 51.
That makes you a 2 or 3 seed right there.
Well, it gets you out of the play-in. Okay, and it puts you up probably in the top four in a normal year. So that's always been, you know, the thing. You want to get to 50 or better, and you can't do it if you're going to split at home. It's just not going to work.
See, I had all these questions for you because I haven't talked to you for a while, and I had a little build up here, so I wanted to get to it. Boston, Boston, clearly the team to beat once again in the East. When you look at everybody, boy, did they look good last night.
They're going to be really hard to beat. Repeating is really tough, but they have
brought everybody back.
And they did it last night without Porzingis.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
You know, he's going to come back, and they're a well-oiled machine. They're ready to go from day one. That game last night against the Knicks reminded me a little bit of our first game with the Big Three. We played in Boston, and they killed us.
Yeah.
It was embarrassing. But I'm sure, and the Knicks are a little banged up, and they're missing a couple of guys. But the other thing is, Boston's not going to shoot like that every night.
No,
they're going to shoot well.
Yeah,
they're not going to shoot like that every night. But maybe they'll make a liar out of me, and they will, and they'll set all kinds of records. I don't know.
Ron, we'll have to do this again because I didn't even get a chance to get to the Knicks and that trade they made and your feelings on how good they can be. But we'll save that as a teaser for next time I get a chance to talk to you. You take care of yourself, get some sleep, and be rested up because we're going to do it again soon, my man.
You got it. Anytime, Joe.
All right.
Take care.
All right. Right back at you. Ron Rothstein from FanDuel Sports Network. God, they got a lot of stuff going on tonight. Big ceremony at halftime for Pat Riley, the Pat Riley Court that's going to take place. Eric Reed's got a great one-on-one speaking of Pat Riley and everything else getting you caught up on it tonight. And so appreciate Ron Rothstein finding some time for us. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment.